live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A. This is, of course, for many people, a holiday. Obviously not for some, who shall remain nameless. But because this is a holiday, it is a kind of a day where a lot of people want to reflect on what this holiday means. And in that spirit, I have chosen for today's show three interviews that I have done with authors recently who have new books on the market, especially the first author. His name is Alan Axelrod, and he has written a book called The Disruptors, 50 People Who Changed the World. And I think on this day, that is the perfect title to talk about, because on the back cover of Dr. Axelrod's book, The Disruptors, he says, he says in bold print, meet the women and men who broke the rules and changed the world. What does Charles Darwin have in common with Johann Gutenberg or with Andy Warhol, Margaret Mead, Martin Luther, Betty Friedan, Steve Jobs, and DJ Kool Herc? Well, they were the disruptors, upending long-established cultural, technical, spiritual, or scientific paradigms and altering the way we live forever. In this book, Axelrod presents dramatic and illuminating profiles accompanied by original line drawings of 50 visionaries who didn't settle for the status quo. Their innovations range from the printing press, that's Gutenberg, to the fight for women's equality, Friedan, from the iPhone, Steve Jobs, to the invention of hip-hop, DJ Herc. Also, they upended expectations about what constituted art, such as Andy Warhol, who controlled the way people worshipped, Martin Luther, and where humanity came from, of course, Charles Darwin. Just to throw a few of the other names in this book, The Disruptors, he does profiles of Walt Whitman, Frank Lloyd Wright, Jackson Pollock, Sir Isaac Newton, Louis Pasteur, Sigmund Freud, Albert Einstein, Confucius, Nikola Tesla, also Clarence Birdseye. There's a reason you see the name Birdseye in the frozen foods case. Alan Turing, Jeff Bezos, Elon Musk, Benjamin Spock, and about 50 more. They're all in here in this wonderful book called The Disruptors. And then later on in today's show, we'll hear from another author, Dr. Jeremy James. You know, a lot of people took a New Year's resolution to get in shape. Well, I guess if you have to wait until New Year's Day to start getting in shape, it might be too late. But I know a lot of people who overdo it when they try and make up for all that lost time, and they end up with some back issues, things like that. Well, Dr. James has written a book called The Younger Next Year Back Book, and we'll hear from him before the bottom of the hour local and state news and weather. Then during the final segment, we'll hear, now this is strictly for fun, especially if you're a fan of the old TV series Friends, which ran for 10 years and, of course, made a big star out of Jennifer Aniston, who, by the way, turns 50 this month. Can that be true? Yeah. Well, anyway, Kelsey Miller has written a book. It's called I'll Be There For You. It's basically a history of how the Friends show came about, how it ran through the years, and bios of all the people associated with this show. Then to close the hour, this is going to be a lot of fun. You know, tomorrow morning at 6:20 a.m., yes, my alarm is set, at 6:20 tomorrow morning, they're going to announce the Oscar nominations in every category. And you're going to have the Tentacle Awards announced at 6:20. You're going to have the so-called popular awards, best actor, actress, best picture, things like this. That'll come at 6:30. And it's done that early in the morning. Remember, it's an hour earlier California time, because that way it's assured of being on all the network morning shows. So they'll have plenty of time to talk about that. And one of the presenters tomorrow will be the man who starred in the movie The Big Sick. Sick, which was actually about him and his wife. It's based on a true story. And also one of the ladies, I believe, who starred in Crazy Rich Asians will be the other presenter. I'm sure she'll do a much better job than Tiffany Haddish did in the same role last year, mispronouncing so many Oscar nominees' names. Well, we can only hope. And speaking of movies, the Tuesday Night Classic tomorrow at 7 p.m. for only $5 at the Harkins 14 is The Big Lebowski, starring Jeff Bridges, John Goodman, and poor Steve Buscemi as Donnie. A Coen Brothers classic tomorrow, only $5 at 7 o'clock, The Big Lebowski, The Dude Abides. Also, looking back in history on this date, in 1950, Alger Hiss was convicted of being a Soviet spy and then supposedly suffered pumpkin-related flashbacks every Halloween. Kids, ask your grandparents. Stay tuned. We've got the interviews with those authors coming up in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.com.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
Out with the old and in with the new at Lamb Nissan in Prescott. Hello, this is Ed Walsh at Lamb Nissan. Get a fresh start to the new year with huge savings on some of our most popular models. Snatch up a fuel-efficient 2018 Kicks for only $17,348. Drive one of the best-selling SUVs in America, the Nissan Rogue Sport, for only $20,988. Or save $76.50 off MSRP on the 2018 Murano S, now priced under $25,000. The 2018 Nissan Maxima is also priced to move with over 20% off MSRP. That's over $7,000 in savings. Need something bigger to tow your new toys? Save nearly 30% off MSRP on the 2018 Nissan Titan XD, priced under $30,000. Visit LambNissan.com to find your new Nissan and come see why so many people come from Phoenix to buy a car in Prescott. Happy New Year from Lamb Nissan. We're here to serve.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec B Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. Well, what does Charles Darwin have in common with, say, Steve Jobs or Jackson Pollock, Martin Luther, Betty Friedan, even DJ Cool Herc? Well, they were the disruptors, upending cultural, technical, spiritual, or scientific paradigms and altering the way we live forever. Well, there's a great new book out by best-selling author Alan Axelrod about 50 people who changed the world in his new book titled The Disruptors. Mr. Axelrod, the great thing about your book that I like the most, it's broken down into different categories of disruptors. Tell us about some of the people under the category philosophy and religion.
We have Confucius, Sun Tzu, and Martin Luther. And of these three, Confucius is pretty much the earliest. Great Chinese philosopher, But the reason I chose him is that his creative disruption was the introduction of teaching into the history of civilization. Believe it or not, Confucius is the first thinker to actually introduce and talk about what it is to be a teacher and what you are trying to teach. And it was really the first time that anybody seems to have given serious or enduring thought to the profession of teaching. Sun Tzu, who lived in Japan roughly about the same time as Confucius in China, literally invented military strategy. And in this, he introduced the disruptive idea that you can systematize mass violence in a way to efficiently create victory. Martin Luther came about in the early 16th century and challenged the Catholic Church with a new approach to the Christian religion that not only transformed religion in the Western world, it really triggered a whole succession of revolutions, and both intellectual revolutions and political revolutions, and did much to create the world as we know it today.
Tell us about a couple of the disruptors under the category art and literature.
Well, I think perhaps one of the most interesting and a figure that is not well known in the West is a woman by the name of Murasaki Shikibu, who lived in Japan, medieval Japan, from about 973 to 1014, and invented the novel. Now, it's kind of hard to think of the novel having been something that was invented, but for most of the history of literature, literature was poetry and epics and stories about gods and goddesses and mythological figures, or kings and queens and rulers. She created a literary form about ordinary people, what we would call sort of the middle class, and it became incredibly popular. They didn't have printing at this point, but copies of her manuscript, and we're talking about a thousand pages or so, with a long novel, were passed around from person to person and very eagerly read. So this was a real revolution in literature, predating by a good 1400 years, Don Quixote by Cervantes, which is in the West usually considered the first novel.
Mm-hmm.
I find also of great interest is Walt Whitman, who was another literary creator who is rooted in really ancient forms of poetry, like Homer. I mean, all these kind of oral traditions, the great bards. But it is a poetry that was entirely new in the world when he introduced it. It was a poetry that didn't rhyme, that seemed to come spontaneously from the writer, and was a poetry whose message was about really democracy in the broadest sense, the equality and brotherhood of all people, and not just the brotherhood of all people, but of all living things, of the entire, the connection of people with the universe. It was earth-shaking poetry and was greeted as such at the time.
And Alan, under the category science, you profile Archimedes, Galileo, Sir Isaac Newton, Gregor Mendel, Louis Pasteur, Sigmund Freud, Albert Einstein, Richard Feynman. Which of those really jumps out at you as a major disruptor?
I suppose you could start at the, well, all of them are, but you could start at the top, the earliest, Archimedes, who did lived from about 287 B.C. to 212 B.C. and did nothing less than invent science. He was the first to, that we have a record of, who left a body of work behind, who applied mathematics and something like the scientific method to extend human senses beyond the immediate, what's immediately before them, to explain the world through science and mathematics. And, of course, it came up with very practical matters like the way to measure the volume of irregularly shaped objects, which was by displacement, the amount of water, usually, that is displaced by the body. And to this day, that's how things like ships are, the weight of ships, the mass of ships is expressed is through displacement. You can go next to Galileo Galilei, who taught us that we don't occupy the center of the universe. Who dared to challenge the church teachings in this regard at great personal cost to himself. We can jump to Sigmund Freud, who told us that, showed us that we don't even know our own minds. That there is a kind of part of the mind that is like the dark matter of the universe. It's huge. It occupies a large part of what we are, but it is unconscious, and we can only access it through dreams or through psychotherapy.
And you also address the categories of technology, enterprise, education, society, and popular culture. And the name that jumped out at me was Betty Friedan, who is perhaps the first nationally known feminist. And I'm reminded of Gloria Steinem's famous statement, and this, I think, applies to all of your disruptors. She said, no major social change was ever created by obeying.
That's correct. And Betty Friedan's book, The Feminine Mystique, early 1960s, dared to question why women, well-educated, married to prosperous men, nice house in the suburbs, why the hell they aren't happy?
Yeah.
What is missing? And she dared to question this, and it launched the modern feminist movement, and the repercussions of which, and the fruits of which, continue to this day.
And Alan Axelrod is not only the author of The Disruptors, but also of more than 100 books, including the CEO and Real History series, and the bestseller, What Every American Should Know About American History. How can our listeners learn more about your books?
You can go to my author page at Amazon. Go to Amazon, type in my name and the words author page, and it'll take you right to there, and you can buy every book I've ever written.
And, of course, we always recommend you first look at your local bookstore. And we look forward to more of your great books, continued success with your publishing, and thanks for being on Q&A.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
This just in. Breaking news. The clowns in Phoenix have actually got it right. No collusion confusion here. Your year-end donation to Yavapai Exceptional Industries now is a tax credit. $400 singly, $800 filing jointly. An Arizona state tax credit for your year-end gift to Yavapai Exceptional Industries. www.yeiworks.com. Donate now button. Yavapai Exceptional Industries, 45 years in the Central Highlands of Arizona, supporting your neighbors with disabilities in the community and the economy. That's good news. 445-0991. Schedule the tour. It'll make your day. And that's good news every day. YEIWorks.com. Donate now. 445-0991. And that's good news every day.
Pros in the know start with Lowe's, because Lowe's makes it easy for pros to save big on the tools they can rely on every day, like Hitachi pneumatic power tools. Now you can save $40 on a Hitachi 15-gauge 2.5-inch finishing nailer, just $129. Plus, save 5% on eligible purchases every day when you use your Lowe's business credit account. Stop by the Pro Desk to speak to a dedicated pro associate today. So, pro, now that you know, start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 130 while supplies last. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Can't be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. U.S. only.
Yavapai County neighbors and friends, I'm Sandy from Yavapai County Contractors Association. Our goal is to help protect you, the valued citizens of our community. YCCA wants to stop the phone calls from distressed homeowners who've been scammed by unscrupulous contractors. Call me, 778-0040, before you hire anyone. Call YCCA, 778-0040. Don't start without us.
Laying awake at night with that all too familiar what if, or going through the probate process with a family member or friend, you have worked hard building this life. Protect your legacy, gain peace of mind that your estate and family will be taken care of by putting in place a properly drafted estate plan. Hi, I'm Mike Menlove with Menlove Law, TFC and Estate Document Service. Come in to see us and talk about your estate planning. Don't wait until it's too late to plan for the future. Call today at 772-5494 or visit us on the web at menlovelaw.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. Have you ever said to yourself, oh, my aching back? Well, of course we all have, because at some point in our lives, 80% of Americans will seek expert help for back pain. But remember that 80% figure, because that, believe it or not, is the cure rate at Dr. Jeremy James's Aspen Club Back Institute. He's a doctor of chiropractic who took that path. Dr. James, tell us why you took that path.
Hi, DJ. Thanks for having me. I took that path because I experienced some pretty debilitating back pain as a young man, and the typical medical route, which my father and grandfather are both medical doctors, that typical route didn't help me. So I ultimately went down to get a chiropractic education and then kind of developed my own protocol after that once I was in practice.
Now, you and Chris Crowley have written a new book. It's called The Younger Next Year Back Book, A Whole Body Plan for Conquering Back Pain Forever. Tell us about the Younger Next Year book series.
Sure. So the original Younger Next Year book was a great, very successful, very funny book by Chris Crowley and Dr. Harry Lodge. And its basic premise was that you could put off most of the terrible stuff associated with aging right up until the very end of life. And you did that through changing the way that you live, changing your behavior. And the back book, the Younger Next Year back book, takes that idea and applies it to back pain. And I approached Chris about doing this book because I saw the similarities between the two approaches, and in general, that's how I treat back pain, is I teach people that in most cases it's the way that they move, the way that they live, that's causing or aggravating their back pain, and you have to change those things to permanently rid yourself of it.
Now, in your book, you outline 7 cardinal rules that guide readers along the path to back success. One of them is stop doing dumb stuff. What do you mean by that?
So that was after years of practice. I just kept seeing the same patterns, and most people really knew it, and they just needed somebody to tell them, look, you're never going to get better with your aching back if you don't stop sitting slumped over your phone or your computer for 8 hours a day, or if you're out and you have a very physical job and you're bending and twisting with your back and picking things up all day. I don't care how many prescription drugs you take or how many appointments to a chiropractor or a physical therapist. If you don't stop those behaviors, you'll never get better. Or change those behaviors, because there's always a back healthy way to do something.
So what you're saying is when my 7th grade teacher told me to sit up straight and show good posture, she was smart, wasn't she?
She was on to something.
Explain for us the power in our posterior.
Sure. So one of the most overlooked parts of a healthy back treatment program are the gluteal muscles. Those are the muscles in your buttocks. Those muscles were not designed to be a cushion, and that's what most Americans use them for these days. But you've got big, powerful muscles back there, and they're meant to do things like get you out of a seated position, help you to pick things up, help you to move, help you to walk, help you to lift. And unfortunately, because we sit so much these days, those muscles in most people have become deconditioned, and we've forgotten how to use them. So teaching people how to wake those muscles up and use them with daily movements and then build a little strength in there makes all the difference in the world for your back.
What are some of the common mistakes we make with back exercises?
Well, there's several. One is you really have to pay attention to the details. If you kind of zone out and go through some of these exercises, it's far more likely than not that you're going to do them with the faulty movement patterns that you've developed over life. You're trying to do something that your body isn't used to. So you really have to pay attention to the instructions and do them the right way to wake up these muscles. Just like I talked about, you know, losing connection with the muscles in your buttocks, it takes a lot of thought in the beginning with these exercises to really wake those muscles up. So the number one thing is just people don't pay attention. The number two thing is, pardon me, you have to build endurance and not strength at first in the core muscles. Endurance means the ability to sustain a contraction over a long period of time. Mm-hmm. That's much more important for your core than strength. So doing those sit-ups and some other things you see people doing are not ideal and sometimes can be counterproductive.
And in your book, in your own words, you say one of the reasons some people have back trouble is, quote, you don't know squat. Explain, please.
So that's funny that you brought that up. The squat plays right into the power in your posterior. The muscles that you should be using when you squat are the muscles in your buttocks. And a squat is something that we all do several times a day. Squatting is getting in and out of a chair, getting in and out of your car, getting off the toilet, picking something up. You should be using the muscles in your buttocks to do that rather than your thighs or your back. And that's almost never the case with any of my patients that I see in the beginning.
As a doctor of chiropractic, obviously an awful lot of the treatment involves people actually doing things and different exercises. And how many times do you get patients saying, can't you just give me a pill?
You know, I hear that a lot, but in my clinic specifically, all of my patients have already tried most of everything else. So we're kind of the last resort. People come out and stay with us for, you know, 6 to 8 weeks or more. So they've already tried that. They know that that doesn't work for the long term. You can get some short-term relief sometimes from certain pills, but in general, they're not effective over the long term. You're going to have to change your behavior.
And speaking of that, you can undo years of bad behavior, can't you?
You absolutely can. You know, it's never too late. I work with many people in their 70s and 80s, and it's very hard for people to believe or understand, but just changing the way you move and taking the loads and the everyday pressures that you put through your back, by changing the way you move, in most cases, causes a drastic, if not complete, reduction in pain once you've built up a little strength and given your back a break from that daily wear and tear that you're putting it under.
And in your book, you describe the back as a geological force. How is that?
You know, we use that chapter to talk about, to compare your back to, say, a mountain. And we all know how a mountain can be worn down by wind and rain and seemingly little small things over time to a pile of rocks. It's the same with your back. Seemingly insignificant movements like bending and twisting, even if they might not hurt while you're doing them, but done hundreds of thousands of times over 10 to 20 years, that's just like that mountain. You're slowly wearing down your spine. So that's what we talk about with geologic forces. Little tiny things that are happening all the time in your back and your body that you're not aware of, but they do have severe consequences once a threshold is reached.
That sounds like the condition you describe called creep.
Correct. Creep is something that happens in the tissues in your back and your muscles. And it's actually a protective mechanism, but it has some drawbacks. For instance, when you have a seat in a chair or in a car, you're putting your lumbar spine, that's your low back, under the weight of your body. And after about 10 minutes, the creep process kicks in. And what that is it allows your muscles and discs to stretch stretch or bend like plastic so that they don't snap, because we can't have them snapping and breaking. We wouldn't make it very long. But when they bend and twist, the joints in your back become very unstable, and that sets you up for the risk of injury once you get up from that position. So we talk in the book about how to avoid the creep process and how to strengthen your body to counteract it.
And tell us about backforever.com.
Sure. So backforever.com is my website, and you can have a look at the book there. You can see a lot of other things. We have videos that teach people all these concepts that we talk about in the book and go into some specific activities and sports like golf. We have a 60-part video series on how to play golf, how to improve your game, and how to minimize the damaging effects on your back.
And one last question. How can our listeners get a copy of the Younger Next Year Back Book?
Sure. You can go to my website, www.backforever.com, and click book, and then you can buy the book from several different resources right there.
Very good. That is Dr. Jeremy James. Thank you so much for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success in your practice and your publishing.
Thank you, DJ. I appreciate it.
James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
Hi folks, this is Danny Sampson. For the seventh time, Little Dealer Little Prices RV has won the top 50 award from RV Business Magazine. That's over three times more than any other dealer in Arizona. We are officially recognized as one of the best 50 dealerships to buy from in the United States and Canada. Right now, we have super low closeout pricing on all 2018 motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, folding trailers, and toy haulers. Come see the difference at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley, Highway 69 in Truewood.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday the 21st. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together. Brought to you by Wallach and Volk. The search is on for suspects who robbed the Family Dollar store in Cordis Lakes.
Sometime between 3 and 6 last Tuesday morning, the suspect or suspects cut a hole in the back wall of the store on Hitching Post Way. They attempted to force entry into the safe but were unsuccessful. Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Devlin says
deputies and detectives discovered a suspect's shoe impressions outside and tracked them back to the vicinity of the Cordis Junction Motel. No suspects were found. If anyone has information regarding this burglary, you are urged to call Yavapai Silent Witness at 1-800-932-3232. Those who provide a tip directly to Silent Witness resulting in an arrest become eligible for a cash reward.
Any leads can also be called into Yavapai County Sheriff's Detective Todd Swaim, 554-8605. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Mostly sunny, cold, very windy, with highs today and tomorrow near 45. In Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt, chilling overnight to a breezy 26. Warming Wednesday and Thursday to a sunny 53. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, a 10% chance for afternoon showers. Mostly sunny and windy highs near 54 today and tomorrow, up to 58 Wednesday, 61 Thursday. Chilling after bedtime to a breezy 30. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM KQNA. Like us on Facebook. Check us out on your mobile device. Listen live worldwide at KQNA.com. Stay tuned. Q&A will continue after this.
My legs don't feel heavy anymore. The swelling is gone.
I'm not tired. I have so much more energy.
You can eliminate unhealthy varicose veins and their cause at Northern Arizona Vein Center. If varicose veins are limiting your lifestyle, many insurance companies, including Medicare, may cover new minimally invasive treatments. Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Skilperert, a board-certified surgeon with over 20 years of vascular surgical experience. Call 445-VEIN or log on to nazveincenter.com to schedule an appointment.
For some kids, childhood means basketball games and family picnics. But for others, it means abuse, neglect, and a life of hurt. You can do something about it. Local court-appointed special advocates, CASA volunteers, stand up for these children and change their lives. Find out how you can change a life of hurt into one of hope. Training starts soon. Call 928-771-3165 or visit CASAofYavapaiCounty.org. A child needs you.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's Home Equity Conversion Mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long. Get Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heat and air conditioning is performing properly. Call Gettles in the Prescott area at 772-2751. Gettles highly trained service techs keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointment and future regrets. Don't settle. Get Gettles High Desert Mechanical in the Prescott area, 772-2751.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Welcome back to Q&A. When you watch television, some shows are universally loved. One is Friends. It ran for 10 seasons in prime time. At its peak was a culture-influencing phenomenon. It's still watched by 16 million Americans in reruns. And journalist Kelsey Miller has written a wonderful new book that'll bring back all these memories for Friends fans. It's called I'll Be There For You, The One About Friends. Kelsey, you take us all the way back in your book to the creation of the show. And what would surprise people is maybe its promising, if imperfect, beginnings?
Yeah, I think so. When I look back at the pilot episode, I thought, it's a perfectly fine episode for a sitcom. It is definitely not a spectacular episode of Friends. Friends really, really got better as time went on. I think the critics definitely noticed that. At the beginning, the show was received as, this is just another Seinfeld knockoff and it's not going to go anywhere. But it really was, not until maybe the end of the first year when the show really found its footing. And when audiences began to pick up and it began to snowball into this massive cultural phenomenon.
And to what do you attribute that quick transition into a phenomenon?
I think it's a number of things. I think some of it has to do with the fact that, first of all, the writing is so, so good. And it's just very well produced. And the cast has this incredible charisma and this incredible chemistry between them that really gives a sense of aliveness to the show and to their on-screen friendship, because, you know, they have this sort of solid off-screen friendship as well, and I think that really shines through and made the show really, really compelling and still makes it compelling now. And, you know, I think part of it is also just the premise of it, which is so simple. It's so funny. You know, people are always wondering, well, what is it? What is it about Friends? What's that magic secret thing? And I think the secret magic thing is the fact that it's simply a show about friendship. It's a show about the experience of having a close friendship. And that's something that is universal and timeless, and everybody can either relate to or aspire to. Everybody wants that kind of a closeness. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, speaking of closeness, these are six beloved characters who were largely before the show unknown, except for Courtney Cox. Of course, she was famous for the Bruce Springsteen video. But they formed, I understand, intricate offset bonds as well, and their lives were changed by the show, right?
Absolutely. They really made a very conscious effort in the beginning to foster that friendship. I think they understood very early on that they had to become real friends and real, you know, partners and collaborators, because if, you know, if the show continued to move forward, it would have been very easy for the for things to fall apart. If somebody got jealous, or if, for example, somebody was being paid much more or much less than the others, which is why I think it was really crucial that they came together and became friends, but then really became sort of a union of sorts, and eventually started negotiating all of their contracts together and, you know, insisted that they all be paid equally. And that lasted for the entire 10-year run of the show.
And it will also last through syndication, won't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Now, you also have details about the behind-the-scenes stories. You mentioned the writers, about creative choices that often succeeded but sometimes failed big time.
Yeah, yeah. There were a lot of, I mean, you know, when you're talking about, I think it's 236 episodes, it, you know, I think it's going to take some effort and you're not going to win them all. There are some episodes, especially early on, that when I look back, they're not even offensive. They're just kind of weird. Like, there's this one episode where David Schwimmer plays another character named Russ, and he's just wearing prosthetic makeup, and he looks sort of like himself, but just a little bit different, and it just doesn't seem to make any sense. But then, you know, I don't know. I think it's a you win some, you lose some, because there are some really goofy things that happen later on in the series. Like in season 10, there's this episode where Phoebe, after she gets married, decides to change her name, not to her husband's name, but to change her name to Princess Consuela Banana Hammock, and it's the silliest thing ever. And yet, it's so well written that it's really funny. It just works.
Did you ever wonder how Monica could afford that amazing New York apartment?
Yes, and in fact, I have the answer to that. They don't explain it. They don't hit this point too hard in the show, which is, I think, why people bring it up so much. But Monica is illegally subletting her grandmother's apartment, and the apartment is rent-controlled, meaning that she was probably paying, you know, under $200 a month for that apartment, which those apartments do exist, but they're very rare.
And, you know, the series also capitalized on influencing everything in pop culture, from the way women cut their hair, we all remember the Rachel cut, to the burgeoning coffeehouse movement.
Yeah, that is absolutely true. I sure as heck remember the Rachel cut, because I did it myself many times before I realized, oh, this is a terrible haircut. And I don't mind saying that. I think Jennifer Aniston herself has had to say that many times, that she hated it. It was a really high-maintenance haircut, and she hated seeing everybody in the world walking around with it. But listen, we all live and learn. And yeah, as you point out, the show influenced things that we don't even really recognize. You know, Friends took off right around the same time that Starbucks came out, and I think they both kind of helped each other. But Friends in particular had a huge influence on coffee culture, not just in the United States. You know, I read, you know, multiple accounts of, you know, places like India and England, which, you know, where people traditionally drank tea, suddenly coffee became a popular drink to have. And everybody wanted, like, the no-foam latte, macchiato, whatever. You know what I mean? That was, like, a very 90s thing, when people stopped ordering cups of coffee and started ordering, like, you know, macchiatos and that kind of thing.
You know, I wonder how many people are aware they can still visit the Friends set if they take the Warner Brothers tour, which we did last year. That was really cool. So I have to ask you.
Oh, was it?
Oh, yeah, it was great. I have to ask you, too, because your book deals with this. Even though the show was very, very funny, you also explore how the show grappled with serious society issues.
Yeah, yeah. That was really important to me to bring in issues like that. You know, a lot of that's been talked about in the internet and stuff, but, you know, there's not a lot. In a book, you're able to really dive in and have a nuanced conversation about it, and I was able to interview all sorts of people about those things. You know, talking about the representation of trans characters and the lesbian wedding episode, and, you know, things like the lack of diversity on the show, which was really sort of startling, especially considering the fact that this is a show that took place in New York City. And, you know, a lot of people think that talking about that sort of ruins the show. I don't think it ruins the show. I think it is completely possible to say, I love Friends, and also here are some really serious problems with it. So I hope that fans will pick it up and read about that and maybe come away with just a deeper understanding of this beloved show.
And it ran for 10 seasons in prime time. Why do you think it ended after 10? Was it the ratings?
No. I mean, I think the ratings certainly would go up and down and stuff like that, but Friends was always, it was a tentpole. It was a really, really popular show that always had a strong audience. I think it mostly had to do with the fact that the cast were very much ready to move on, and so were mm-hmm. the producers. You know, they'd done it for 10 years. And the characters themselves had really outgrown the premise of the show. The show was about, you know, people going through this sort of early 20-something to maybe early 30-something period of life, and they'd all grown up and had moved on beyond it. So it was time.
The author is Kelsey Miller. The name of the book is I'll Be There For You, The One About Friends. How can people learn more about your writing and get a copy of I'll Be There For You?
Well, you can get a copy of the book, which is out now, any of your local booksellers. You can also get it at Target. And you can find me on KelseyMiller.com. You can find me on Facebook, or you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Ms. Kelsey Miller. And I'm doing some fun sort of snippets of the book on Instagram. So feel free to, you know, send me questions.
It's a fun book, and it's been a fun interview. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Continued success with your publishing.
Thank you so much.
That would be a nice gift for the Friends lover on your shopping list. Stay tuned. There's more coming your way on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, I'm John Dombrowski, president of Grand Canyon Planning Associates and host of The Word on Wealth. Is the bull market over? Well, no one really knows for sure, but one thing is certain. It's time to take a second look at what you're doing with your investments. Slight adjustments during times of volatility can make all the difference for the long term, so you don't run out of money before you run out of time. I've been assisting my clients for over 25 years and can help you as well. Call me at 480-991-1055 to schedule a complimentary financial consultation. That's 480-991-1055. Or visit us online at GrandCanyonPlanning.com. I'm John Dombrowski reminding you again, don't run out of money before you run out of time.
Securities and advisory services offered through Client One Securities, LLC, a member of FINRA and SIPC, and an investment advisor. Grand Canyon Planning Associates, LLC, and Client One Securities, LLC are not affiliated.
It's tax time. Stop getting your taxes done where you buy your groceries. I am David A. Snyder, CPA, and I will install confidence in the quality and security of your taxes. On April 18th, those pop-up cubicles will be gone, but I will be there. With my ex-military tax-oriented mindset and 20 years of experience, I will guide you through current and past IRS issues. Step away from the phone apps and into my office. Call me at 445-0104, extension 9, or online at davidasnydercpa.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Well, you may have heard me say at the start of the show that early tomorrow morning, 5:20 California time, 6:20 Arizona time, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences will announce their 2019 Oscar nominations in every category. At 6:20, they'll announce the technical categories. At 6:30, the popular acting and best picture categories. Now, the rest of the day tomorrow, you're going to hear the stars announce their annual big lie. And the lie is this. Oh, I got a phone call from my agent waking me up with the good news that I'd been nominated. Well, I have two words for that. You liar! Take it from me, folks, and I would know with the people that I knew in Los Angeles, there are an awful lot of showbiz people who are up from midnight to 7 that morning throwing parties, having them catered, because I knew the people who were catering them, having dinners catered, awaiting that 5:20 a.m. announcement with bated breath and on pins and needles. They cannot wait to see and hear if they were nominated or if their friends and coworkers were nominated. So it's a big day tomorrow for the show business community, especially in Southern California. And the Los Angeles Times, which has an excellent entertainment reporter in Glenn Whip. He does this every year. He came out the day before, meaning this morning, with what he projects will be the Oscar nominations coming out tomorrow morning. Now, for the category Best Picture, it used to be you could only have 5 nominees. But since 2011, they allow up to 10. He thinks there will be 9. And they will be in alphabetical order. BlacKkKlansman, Black Panther, Bohemian Rhapsody, The Favorite, Green Book, If Beale Street Could Talk, Roma, A Star is Born, and Vice. Now, 4 of those films are playing right now at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. So now's your chance to see them. Plus, the Harkins is really, really good about bringing back movies for a second time around once they've been nominated for Best Picture. So keep your eye and ear out for that. Now, Whip says that in that Best Picture category, Bohemian Rhapsody and If Beale Street Could Talk are kind of marginal choices, and one that could sneak into the Best Picture category might be First Man, the Ryan Gosling film about Neil Armstrong. Now, next category Whip talks about is Best Director. Now, keep in mind that the best way to find out who's going to be the best director is watch the Directors Guild Awards, because only other directors can vote for the best director in the Oscars, which has altogether 7,000 members, but only directors vote for best director. And his nominees for best director would be Bradley Cooper for A Star is Born, the first movie Cooper ever directed, by the way, Alfonso Cuarón for Roma, Yorgos Lanthimos for The Favorite, Spike Lee for BlacKkKlansman. You know, he never got a Best Director nomination for Do the Right Thing, which is an American classic. Also, Adam McKay for Vice. McKay also directed The Big Short, which took a very complicated matter and made it downright fun to learn. Glenn Whip says on the bubble for Best Director could be Adam McKay for Vice, and on the cusp of possibly sneaking in there could be Barry Jenkins for If Beale Street Could Talk. Keep in mind, 2 years ago, Barry Jenkins was the director of the Best Picture winner, Moonlight. For the category Lead Actress, his 5 nominees are Yalitza Aparicio for Roma, Glenn Close for The Wife, that's my favorite, Olivia Colman, The Favorite, Lady Gaga for A Star is Born, and she was tremendous. Also, this is kind of a surprise, Melissa McCarthy for Can You Ever Forgive Me? Now, Whip says on the bubble could be Yalitza Aparicio. He hopes that on the cusp, Emily Blunt might sneak into that category for her marvelous lead role in Mary Poppins Returns, because she was practically perfect in every way. The category Lead Actor, by the way, for the acting nominations, you want to see who's going to win? Don't look at the Golden Globes. Look at the SAG Awards, the Screen Actors Guild Awards. That'll be this Sunday, because the 3,000 actors in SAG, they comprise the largest voting block in the Oscars, and they determine more than anybody who's going to win the Best Actor and Actress and Supporting Actor and Actress. So, in the Lead Actor category, Glenn Whip says it'll be between are among: Christian Bale for Vice, Bradley Cooper for A Star Is Born, Rami Malek for Bohemian Rhapsody, Viggo Mortensen for Green Book. You know, his the character Viggo Mortensen played, Tony Lip's son, wrote the screenplay for that movie. Also, John David Washington for Black Klansman. That is Denzel Washington's son. Whip says that John David Washington might be on the bubble for that, and the person on the cusp who might sneak in for Best Actor could be Ethan Hawke for First Reformed, a movie I found fascinating and compelling, and then a complete cop-out in the last 5 minutes. Shame on Paul Schrader. For the category Supporting Actress, he nominates these five: Amy Adams for Vice, she played Lynn Cheney; Claire Foy for First Man, she played Neil Armstrong's wife; Regina King in If Beale Street Could Talk; Emma Stone and Rachel Weisz, who will cancel each other out for The Favorite. On the bubble for that, Claire Foy might not make it in, but Margot Robbie for Mary Queen of Scots just might sneak in there. Category Supporting Actor, his five choices would be Mahershala Ali for Green Book, he was marvelous; Timothée Chalamet for Beautiful Boy, he was nominated last year for Call Me By Your Name; Adam Driver, a kind of a surprise selection, but he was terrific in Black Klansman; Sam Elliott for A Star Is Born. This would be, if he is nominated, Sam Elliott's first ever Oscar nomination. Also, Richard E. Grant as Melissa McCarthy's best friend in Can You Ever Forgive Me. Whip says on the bubble for that category, Timothée Chalamet might get voted out in favor of Sam Rockwell, who portrays George W. Bush in the movie Vice. And for the category Adapted Screenplay from Another Medium, Black Klansman, Black Panther, Can You Ever Forgive Me, If Beale Street Could Talk, and A Star Is Born, although Leave No Trace might sneak in there. And for Original Screenplay, Eighth Grade, The Favorite, Green Book, Roma, and Vice, with Eighth Grade possibly being beaten out by First Reformed. Best way to find out who's going to win for the best screenplay: watch the Writers Guild Awards, because writers vote on that. And the Oscar nominations tomorrow morning at 6:20 a.m. and 6:30 a.m. Just be prepared for the annual Big Lie you're going to hear after the Oscars, when the nominees speak to the reporters. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3 o'clock, then Talk of the Town, Chino Valley. Then join me right back here Tuesday at 2 with my friend Tom Agostino. He's got a couple of major events coming to town on behalf of the Folk Sessions. That is Q&A tomorrow at 2 o'clock, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rect V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.